iChannel Wisdom members, Karen Crisco jumping on for your monthly message with Grace. I hope you're all doing well, and let's connect with Grace to see what she has to say for you. So Grace welcomes everybody, and she says, and I welcome all of the new energies that are present at this moment as well. She says, I'd like to take a moment and just allow everybody to take a few deep breaths. And as you inhale, breathe in the new energy and new life force that you want to instill within your body. And as you exhale, release that out. So inhale what you want to fill your body up with. And exhale what no longer serves you. I ask you to do this in the morning before you get out of bed, anytime you are feeling anxious and stressed. The reason why I present you with this tool is because of the energetic shifts that are so strong and so present lately. Definitely shifts going on, but I want you to know and be aware there are reasons for this happening. There are reasons that things are being brought to your attention and making you feel discomfort. They are things that are allowing you to have the opportunity to shift into transition. And this happens on a regular basis, but there are times when it is much more prominent and significant that you will notice it. And when these are truly heightened, as for it has been in this period and coming up, she says, these are the times where it's, she says, shall we say, a little bit easier to create that manifestation. It may be a lot more difficult to let go because it's almost like it's right in your face. But when you do choose to move or let go of something that is causing you stress and dis-ease, and you give it a different compartment to go in, she says, so what I mean by that is, instead of allowing something to sit on you and be on you, she says, you're going to put it in a different compartment out of your energy field. That's what I mean by letting it go off your energy field. So I would like you to take this practice of taking things that no longer serve you with breathing in the breath of life of what you want and exhaling what you don't want and putting them in a compartment that is off your energy field. This will allow for a different level of transition to happen for you, to allow you to feel within time a little bit more at ease. She says, do this every day if you can, and you will notice changes in your mental thought, your physical well-being as well too, and it will also lessen all of you out there that are finding disturbances within the gastrointestinal area of your bodies, be it bloating, discomfort, just not feeling well. This will help relieve and ease some of that stagnant energy that is being held in there because of everything that is going on. So be patient, give time to yourself to allow this transition to happen, and take these steps and tools that will help you breathe through and put things that don't need to be in your energy field into a different point of reference so you can truly come back into yourself and listen and trust into your intuition. That is why everybody is here, is to learn how to trust their intuition and move forward on their journey. So thank you, Grace, for that lovely message. Please feel free to reach out if you have any further questions regarding it. I think it's pretty straightforward. And let's go ahead and take these tips and advice from Grace and take it into daily practice. And by taking it into daily practice, you will see a outcome from your routine. So thank you, Grace, for joining us today. And thank you for taking a couple minutes out of your day to spend with Grace and myself. Take care. by now.